Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details. We've been mentioning to you that it's really our privilege, our honor to be a partner with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's Young Farmer Association. They kind of kick off all the fun of the annual business meeting and convention on Friday up at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And one of the guys that's really been a pleasure to not only get engaged with early on in the process, but watch him as he acted as president of the Young Farmers is Bob Nash. Now, Bob, before we get too far, tell people a little bit about yourself. If they are looking at it, a guy that owns a farm, is milking cows. You're not exactly in that mold, but you sure as heck are from toe to the top of your head agriculture. Tell them a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. So I did not grow up on a family farm. I have no family anywhere involved in agriculture. Got involved, got my start showing animals at the fair with a family friend. And took that passion, ended up in the 4-H program, was shown until I was a senior. And then, you kind of get done with that. I went to short course in Madison for 2 years, all while I was working at a dairy farm, just feeding calves, everything, learning how to do the crop end of it, driving truck and all that. And then came back from short course and wanted to be a herd manager. So I got a job at another big dairy, managing assistant herd manager for 5 or 6 years. And had a midlife crisis at 25 and moved to California for a couple of years. Did some different stuff and came back with just burning passion for farming. That's all I missed it. That's all I wanted. So yeah. Ended up going back to where I started at Malachar Broad Acres. Was there again. And then just involved with everything. Did a lot of cropping. Was an assistant herd manager for a while. Did that. So cows and crops is my favorite thing. Mm-hmm. And then lost my old man 5 years ago and had to leave the farm full time just to make sure that my family was okay. My mom lives a little farther away, so I had to check on her, but it kind of opened up a new door, and I've been working every night after work and weekends and everything like that at Golden E Dairy in West Bend. I get there at 3:30 and I just love it. So I've been on the Young Farmers Committee now for 5 years, and Farm Bureau has just always been that step that I was involved and wanted to be part of. And it's really led me to a ton of connections. And I mean, I've been around the country doing different crops, picked peanuts and cotton in Georgia. But yeah, I don't own anything, any animals, any equipment, any land. But man, my entire life has changed because of agriculture.
Yeah. Well, and if people can't sense it, you do immerse yourself in these things. I mean, when Bob was finding out that he was going to be leader of the Young Farmers, you take advantage of every opportunity presented you. Like you said, Friday nights when you're kind of giving your retirement address, you got buddies from all across the United States that have gotten connected to you because of this leadership post.
Oh, yeah. I mean, going to the national YFNR conference, we had one in Milwaukee and one in Louisville. I mean, it's not out of the ordinary day for me to talk to a guy picking onions in Utah and then go to someone in Georgia picking peanuts and end up in California with a lady that does almonds.
Yeah.
I mean, and those people are the people that drive me to strive to be better. I talked to Ryan Hilton from Indiana. They have hogs. These people are in my contacts in a daily call or a weekly call just to keep me going, and they're all into it and just as immersed in ag as I am. And that's like I said, it's my entire life.
Right. Well, and people may not understand, if you're not from agriculture, that social circle, people talking the same language. I mean, that is very invaluable for a young guy like you.
Yeah, and like I said, the ag community is amazing. I got started with a farm when I was a little kid, and they took me into their circle. I mean, every farm I've ever worked for is treating me like family.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon to eat. I mean, I eat dinner at Elby's 3-4 nights a week just because that's how they are. Come in when you're done, come in the house.
Yep. Yeah.
So, I mean, to be in that circle with the vet and the custom chopper and the manure guys and all that and that, it's just amazing. And everyone has those connections.
Tell people a little bit about some of those. Wow. Look where Bob's going. Look what Bob gets to see. Look what Bob gets to do just by your connection as our YFR president. Where'd you go? What did you see? What are some of the real bullet points you're going to remember for a long time, Bob?
Oh, Man, I think the first thing, first and foremost, is getting to go to Washington, D.C. You know, if you would have told my high school teachers I was going to D.C. to have meetings on Capitol Hill, that they'd even let me in would be amazing. You know, just to go there with a purpose and have those, I mean, senator, you know, or talk to congressmen and senators. I mean, Glenn Grossman knows me by first name, getting to meet with Ron Johnson and actually talk about ag specific issues and him understanding and like leaning us, having us be that voice. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I got to go to that, to the groundbreaking for that Farm and Food Exploration Center. I've mm-hmm. never been to a groundbreaking. I mean, it was really a cool thing and really something that I look forward for the future. Getting to go to Louisville and do for like president's training with all the other state chairs.
Yeah,
I mean, what a great, you know, that's the top tier guys and gals in agriculture at those things that are the chairs of the state. Yeah. I mean, just the connections are invaluable. So
right.
getting to go there and even getting to talk with AFBF President Zippy Duvall. Yeah. I mean, one-on-one, shake his hand, talk to him about Wisconsin farming. I mean, it's just opportunities like that that I would never think I'd ever get to have without Farm Bureau.
If you're just joining us, this is Bob Nash. He is outgoing president after Friday night, I guess, maybe at the end of the weekend. He has been our young farmer chair for our Wisconsin Farm Bureau Young Farmer Association, and we're just visiting with him before we get to the big event on Friday night. So what are you looking forward to during this convention, Bob? I mean, we talked about, obviously, I know you, it's the friends, it's getting back together, but what else are you looking forward to?
Well, this is my last one, so it's really big. I've looked back, and I think my first one was in 2007, so it's kind of the end of an era, but I'm looking to go out with a bang. You know, I get to do my retiring address, but, man, Saturday morning is the discussion meets, and I really, really enjoy seeing all those people do all the preparation and try super hard and go far with that. But Braxton Nielsen is our keynote address on Saturday. I met him in Louisville. He's a cowboy from Utah, has a crazy story. I'd be willing to bet there won't be a dry eye in the room. So I'm really looking forward to that. He's going to fly in and spend some time with us on Friday and Saturday. And man, just excited to see all the hard work that we put in this year come to fruition.
Excellent. Now, let's do some fun stuff, Bob. I want you to tell me something, or more than one thing if you want, but tell me something that most people don't know about you.
Oh, I don't know. Everything I do seems to be in the limelight. Unfortunately, I don't get away with much. I guess the biggest thing is that everyone thinks I just kind of like to have fun and party and go out and, you know, socialize. But I guess at least this year for sure, I put every single thing I had into this position. I didn't miss one event. I ran out of every vacation day, sick day, everything I could think of at my real job to make it to these events. So that's kind of my thing that I really try to show, is that I do all the prep and all the hard work behind the scenes. But, yeah, I sure like to have a good time and turn those rain gauges into things that have nothing to do with the weather.
So let's talk about a funny story. The goofiest thing, most uncomfortable thing, and most embarrassing thing, maybe it was while you were serving as president. Maybe it was something on the farm. Share something like that with us, Bob.
Well, the Dells usually turns to be pretty interesting. So last year, you know, I had a lot of responsibilities Saturday morning, and you know, Snapchat, social media tends to get a guy in trouble. So there was a picture of me riding a gorilla on the way back to the lobby at like 4 in the morning, and everyone knew I had to be there at 7 to do the discussion meet stuff.
Mm.
Well, everyone was pretty worried, but I showed up with a smile and a cup of coffee in the morning, and Wendy Cannell, my handler, she sure didn't know what to do, was worried if I was still going to be standing or not, but I said, we got to lead by example, right? That's how it always was growing up, so yeah, we got that done, but yeah, there's a ton of stories. I mean, yeah, farm stuff, it's never ending with the stories.
Right, well, and the gorilla, no worse for the wear either, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was made out of bronze, I think, well within the weight rating of myself, so it turned out pretty good.
So, you know, folks, I also want you to know, although we're kind of teasing Bob, but it's only because we've gotten a chance to get to know him and work with him. Bob has got a very tender heart, too. If you follow him on social media, you know, what he basically says is, you know, walk the walk, do what you promised to do, take care of others. And you have done that with us at the Midwest Farm Report. You were the first one to tell us about milk dumping on that farm that you were working with, and you were just telling me agriculture came together just this week for a neighbor that suffered a barn fire. You take that stuff, I mean, that hits you directly in your heart.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the milk dumping thing, it's I got a text from Chris, and you know, he kind of explained what's going on, and when those guys that are big, you know, those heroes in your eyes, you know, you never see them cry, you never see them sweat, really, you know. But when Chris called and got emotional, and I mean, I wear my heart on my sleeve, I cry way more than I ever should. But yeah, and I've just the biggest thing I've learned over agriculture through my involvement is, no matter what it is, no matter who it is, you just go and swarm. You know, we had a local barn fire here last week, and they called and said they couldn't get any equipment there or whatever. And I called a local excavator in town, and he was right down the road. We had a payloader on the other end, and yeah, it's just the people that I've looked up to my whole life. That's how they have been. You know, they just act, whatever. They drive right around the motorcade or block the road or whatever. They'll drive right through the field and get to the barn as fast as they can. So right. That's kind of what I did. I stopped and grabbed some reinforcements, and we were there, and you know, unfortunately they lost some cattle, but we could relocate the ones that they had and kind of just take care of them, you know, show up the next day, bring them lunch and tell them that whatever they need. And you know, sometimes it's hard for people to take that, but mm-hmm. That's just I give credit to everybody. I mean, they say it takes a team, but I've had an army around me of good people that just, you know, mm-hmm. pound that stuff into your head to do whatever you can. And yeah, so it's cool to me to be able to get those phone calls and the people know that I can get stuff done. So mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to in this community, you know. It's all one, but
right.
Yeah, well, it's just amazing.
Well, and I don't want people thinking that this is some great swan song and you're never going to hear from Bob Nash again. That's who we're talking to. If you're just joining us, he is the outgoing president of the Young Farmers for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, and he's over in that West Bend area. And, you know, they say gluttony loves punishment, and you're willing to take on some more responsibility. You were telling me County Farm Bureau is where you're pointing your talents next, huh?
Yeah, so I actually just got elected to be the Ozaukee County president for Farm Bureau. But yeah, before my last board meeting, I asked President Krebs if I could talk to him for a minute, and we went down into his office, and I was like, just about in tears, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to be on the board anymore. I'm not going to have, like, all this responsibility. Like, what? You know, I was really concerned from going from the top to, mm-hmm. you know, to nothing. Right. So he had some stuff. He was ready, you know, thankfully that those guys believe in me. So he's got some stuff ready for me in the works. And yeah, I'm just excited. And I really enjoyed my time on the board. So maybe it's definitely a future goal of mine is to be back in that boardroom.
Well, we are sure happy that we're going to get a chance to celebrate with you and all the rest of the young farmers and agribusiness folks that are going to be there through the duration of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's annual event. Again, it's Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. He mentioned Snapchat and all the rest of that. You can follow Fabulous Farm Babe. I'm sure we'll have all kinds of fun pictures and maybe even an occasional video to keep you coming along with us as far as the activity is concerned. And like I said, from all of us, Bob, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, Pam. I mean, it's just, like I said, the first time I ever went to the conference, I seen you doing an interview. I didn't even see you. I just heard your voice, and I stopped. I'm like, that's the Farm Babe. And it's been going on forever. And then to get to, you know, do some stories with you and come down and mm-hmm. and just get to be friends, and man, it sure means a lot. So mm-hmm. I cannot wait to have you introduce me for my retiring address. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what you're going to say, and that's what's going to make it amazing. So thank you. And yeah, I would say the tailgate party will be the place to be.
There we go. There we go. Yeah, we're not, the friendship sure isn't going to end, that's for sure. And you will see him, folks, most definitely. Bob Nash, again, outgoing president of the Wisconsin Farm Bureau's Young Farmer Association. I just want to make sure you know about that valuable young group of agricultural leaders and entrepreneurs that are going to be up in Wisconsin Dells. Like I said, follow along the activities. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.